This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. June is a busy month full of festivals celebrating all kinds of heritage. We've brought you much of that on the air. Well, now, as the month is drawing to a close, today we turn your attention to the Caribbean. It is Caribbean Heritage Month, and there are many Georgians that are celebrating. By the way, Atlanta has the largest population of U.S. Virgin Islanders living on the U.S. mainland. So when you think of the Virgin Islands, you probably envision paradise, beaches, palm trees, fancy drinks. But what about the people? More than a year and a half after two major hurricanes struck the U.S. Virgin Islands, they are still dealing with the effects of the storms. The struggle and resilience of the people have been documented in a new film. It's called Paradise Discovered, The Unbreakable Virgin Islanders. The film is done by Peter Bailey. It's based on his New York Times op-ed, which he wrote while building a makeshift roof after Hurricane Irma destroyed his family's home in St. Thomas. He joins us now by phone. Hey, Peter.
How you doing, Leah? How you doing? Great to connect with you.
So great to connect with you, too. So you are from St. Thomas.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to ask you, what is the situation in the U.S. Virgin Islands right now in terms of the hurricane recovery? What's happened?
You know, Leah, every time I speak to someone about this, I get emotional. We're still recovering. You know, those two storms, like I mentioned in the New York Times op-ed, they were out of this world. You know, imagine an atomic bomb just dropping, and then when it drops, you just go dark. And then, you know, the larger U.S., your countrymen just kind of ignore you, you know. So it's, we're recovering, you know. We're dealing with a lot of trauma. You know, our hospitals still need help. We still need our medical infrastructure to be built up. And, you know, I guess I'm inspired because of how our community just took care of each other. And I always say that we could be a larger lesson to the larger America, especially in this time when our nation seems so divided, you know?
Mm-hmm. What was it like to grow up there? Give us a taste of it.
I like to say the U.S. Virgin Islands is a hybrid, right? It's we're Caribbean and we're American. So we have the American infrastructure and the free enterprise, but we still have those Caribbean familial roots, you know, of family and faith and belief in each other. And you know, growing up, when I came to the U.S. mainland, it was a culture shock because you don't really fully fit in with your American counterparts. And then your Caribbean counterparts are kind of looking at you. Are you a West Indian or are you American? So you're kind of in this middle. And I think that's why the Virgin Islands culture and our identity is so strong to us, because we've had to define our own identity experiencing a dual consciousness.
You know, you talked about the resilience of the people, and
I want
listeners to hear a piece of this documentary.
It's interesting, the resilience of our people, because we've took care of each other. You know, I say that America is essentially missing one of the most inspiring stories of human resilience. We're just taking care of each other.
So what is America missing?
America is missing a nation of people who believe that what you have inside of you matters more than what's on the outside, right? Because we're a majority black U.S. territory. We're a black-led place, but we invite people from all over the world. And after that storm, we led a charge to take care of each other. Your color didn't matter. Your socioeconomic status did not matter. You were more concerned about taking care of your neighbor. And when we look at what's happening in the country right now, personally, I think our countrymen can learn a lot from us. I wanted to make sure, Leah, that what we did as historical figures, because this is the first time in modern history that two Category 5 hurricanes have hit the same place in less than 2 weeks. First time. And I wanted to make sure our story and what we accomplished as a human family is forever immortalized, especially since the death of my father, Joseph Bailey, who the film is dedicated to.
How is your mother's doing and your home?
You know, our house got wiped out, too. It's just we finally got the roof fixed and she's finally moved back in. But, you know, her husband died, you know, and she's a very strong character in the film, that very passionate Caribbean voice. You know, I'm not going to lie to you. It's not easy. Your life is turned upside down. You lose property. You lose loved ones. And you have to find a way to move on. And then you also have to question yourself, where do we fit into the American political and cultural landscape? And I think that's where we're at in the Virgin Islands, and that's where we're at throughout the rest of the Caribbean. Where do we fit? Are we just caricatures in someone's postcard? We have to now kind of reinvent ourselves. And I wish that people coming to our islands will understand there are people there, and you could add to our story, but don't replace our story.
All right. Peter Bailey is a journalist and filmmaker. His documentary is called Paradise Discovered, The Unbreakable Virgin Islanders. Thank you so much, Peter, for talking with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
And tomorrow, the Stonecrest Library in Metro Atlanta is hosting a film screening and conversation. Peter will be there. We're going to post the details on our website, gpbnews.org. This is GPB. Even though we're just a few square miles, I travel around the world with Virgin Island pride, yeah. A lot of people still going through strife, and still we live a joyful life. That's why the place nice, so nice, so nice.